Before an ambush last week that killed more than 24 Egyptians going to church, Christians in Egypt's Minya province were already under repeated assault. One attack last year erupted over a rumor and ended with a burned home and an assault on an elderly woman. NPR's Jane Araf brings us her story.
There's a cardboard box of baby chickens in what passes for Sawad Thabit's living room. She and her family have been living in the concrete shell of an unfinished house since they were expelled from their village last year. From a bench on a concrete floor, she can see the local monastery across a field and says after what happened, it makes her feel safe. She's a Coptic Christian, a kindly 70-year-old. Although it's painful for her to tell the story, she wants people to know.
We were sitting down to dinner, and then the house became full of people. Each one of them had a knife or a gun. They started shooting in the house.
When they started beating her 79-year-old husband, she screamed.
Then they caught me out and stripped me. I was standing naked in front of them. They brought my son's wife from upstairs with her children and started beating her all over her body. And then they dragged me naked through the street.
Even then, that wasn't all. The mob set fire to her house and stabbed her grandson. The most shocking thing was they were people they'd known for years, neighbors and childhood friends of her son. It was because of a rumor that her son, Ashraf Abdo, was involved with a married woman who was Muslim. Abdo says that's not true. He says extremism has increased in Karm, a mostly Muslim village, even in the police. He says the Christians are easy targets.
There are only a few Christians in Karm, and we're poor and simple. They know even if they hit us or curse us, we will keep quiet.
But the attack shocked the entire country. This time, the church decided it would be quiet no longer. In Minya, the provincial capital, I talked to the Coptic Church's Bishop Macarius. He says the church has refused a government request to keep the case out of court and use local mediation. That process often leads to victims being pressured into a settlement to keep the peace.
Her case is the first time the church said no to a mediated settlement, and it forced the state to take the legal way. They tried to hide this and make it go away.
The court case has been suspended twice. It's now expected to be reopened. Minya has the largest percentage of Christians in Egypt, more than 20% in some villages. It's also been a center of Muslim extremism. Bishop Macarius says of all the attacks against Christians, this was different.
What happened is different than killing and destroying churches, shops and houses, and discrimination in jobs and universities. This we endure and we overcome. But this humiliation, what is left if you strip a lady from her clothes?
In her house, Thabit is dressed modestly in the tradition of village Christian women, her hair covered with a tattered gray scarf. For 50 years, she said no one in the village had ever seen above her ankles. But she says worse than being stripped was that the attack has separated her family.
We tried to go home and they said, "Don't enter the village. It's not your village."
Her elder son moved to Cairo with his wife and children. The army rebuilt their house in the village, but they have no furniture and no money. Thabit introduces her granddaughters as they come back from Sunday school. You can see the faded cross tattooed on her wrist as she hugs the youngest. She believes God will deliver justice, but says he's given her courage to stand up for her rights. Jane Araf in Minya Province, Egypt.